Let's get ready to... Why is this too loud? There we go. Okay, I love you. I tell you, folks, if you're like me, you wish you were dead. And one day you will be.
Uh-huh.
And you're listening to The Charlie Rose Show.
Thanks for having me.
My guest tonight is esteemed homosexual Adam Friedland.
Yeah.
Promoting his new book, My Hole, The Secrets That It Keeps for Years in the Obama Administration as the chief outreach officer to the Jewish homosexual community.
Right.
Tell us if you pick this book up today, what would make you come, I guess, if you were beating off to this.
Well, first of all, Charlie, I just want to say thanks for having me on the show, which I think is appropriate for the first thing that I say. But I also want to say it's...
Hold on. I got a text message I got to respond to.
What? Okay.
Sorry, that was some bitch that's been up my ass.
Oh, dude.
I showed her my penis in the hotel room a couple months ago, and she's talking about exposing me to the media, which I guess I may have just done right now.
Yeah, you kind of exposed yourself there.
I guess it's back to the corner store in old Hatfield,
North
Carolina, Kakalaki.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but me and Petey Pablo were were high school roommates together.
Oh, you were? It was a boarding school?
Yes.
Or you just both didn't have parents?
We lived together in high school. We were me and Petey Pablo, and the song Freak-a-Leak was mostly about the women that I sexually assaulted
you
in my young years.
So you assaulted
Tanisha, Raquanda, Wakanda.
Okay. Sorry. I'm the gay guy you're interviewing's manager.
Yeah, this is my manager.
I found him sucking cock at a truck stop like you wouldn't believe.
This is my manager, Dave Becky. And he can make it all go away.
Now, Mr. Friedland, I've been told that your nickname in certain circles is Charlie Nose.
Charlie Nose.
Because you've got a nose, and like Charlie Rose myself, you're a rapist.
Yeah.
You're a questioning rapist.
Charlie, just so I think I heard this right.
Yeah.
The song Freak-a-Leak, the list is all the women you raped?
Exactly.
Yeah. You ghost wrote that.
Me and Petey Pablo, when we lived together in North Carolina, together as high school.
You were high school roommates.
We were boy roommates together.
Interesting.
We were boy mates.
So you guys are about the same age then?
Well, we are both 76 years young.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys must have had a lot of fun back there, huh?
We sure did until they made those actions illegal. Fat women got a wind of our behavior.
Interesting.
Yeah,
and
they got
and
jealous.
They said they exactly right.
They got jealous.
They got jealous.
This is not nice. The interviewer becomes the interviewee.
It must be nice for you to let your hair down.
Well, we all remember when the fat women got jealous.
I used to have long hair in my younger years.
In your youth,
I know I have a very clean cut look these days, but when I was younger, I had hair down to my waist, and I would wear a dress and go into the women's bathroom,
wow,
and find what I'd call the prey of the night.
Right.
Victims.
So you would assault women that were shitting and pissing.
That's right.
You once would kind of upload that, once the, uphold that stereotype about
I
trans
would dress,
people.
I would dress up like a toilet.
But you had long hair?
Like long a beautiful toilet.
Long hair.
And when women would sit down, I would wait until the toilet was maybe about a third of the way out of the asshole, at which point I would shove it back in with my penis, and women would naturally assume that
the turd game went back
that
in.
That was going back in.
Right. Which is the thing that happens
which would
a
begin
lot.
A seesaw battle between the toilet and my ass.
In wow. your dick?
And before, usually upon my climax, they would realize they were sitting on a transvestite toilet
right.
clown.
Yeah. Oh, that you were also a clown?
My day job at the time was birthday clown.
So you wouldn't wash the makeup off?
I didn't have time in the South. It's a busy place. But the South is a very busy place.
Oh, my yeah, God. Oh,
there's
know.
A misconception that North Carolina is slow.
No, right. No, it's right.
But that's only mentally.
Right.
It's like a retard running a race to the candy store.
Right, right.
It's like a retard hooked up to the front of a carriage.
It's like the Special Olympics.
We used to travel by retard.
Really?
My high school, we had a debate team. And instead of, the town was so poor, instead of a bus, we had a big radio fly wagon hooked up to a group of retards.
Oh, they pull you like a carriage.
That's very, that is true. They'd pull us. We'd say,
interesting.
Yeah.
Mush.
You'd say it'd be about four retards till I'm there, because they'd expire naturally
right.
along the journey.
Oh, it's kind of like on the Oregon Trail, they just leave the dead animals.
That's or the true. Guy that ran the original marathon.
I'm sure you've heard the expression, there's no Greece. Retards in the South.
I've never heard that.
Well,
it's an old saying, and it's a lie.
It's because we use them all as gas.
Well, that would imply that they existed. You just killed them.
Well, yeah, that's why there's no more.
Right.
Luckily, we got gasoline maybe about 15 years ago.
Oh. Once you got gasoline, you had no use for retards.
Well, that's right.
Interesting.
That's serendipitous the way it worked out.
I also wanted to ask another question, because you said you and Petey Pablo were high school roommates. It says here you were born in 1942 and that Petey was actually born in 1973.
My manager is such an asshole.
I'm confusing him. <there. laughs>
Charlie, that's unnecessary.
Whoa, Charlie. Jesus Christ.
Well, I invented the soft day.
Really?
Did I came up with that in 1943.
When you were born, the year you were born.
It used to just be racist, and I said, what if it meant roommate?
So when you were, I'm sorry, 1 year old baby.
What if it meant boy roommates with?
I will say.
Where did you guys live? You like in a box car or something? You had a full house?
In the Carlton Banks Arms apartment complex.
Oh, wow.
That must have been awesome.
I would say, see you at the Carlton.
Yeah.
And then I'd drunk drive my retard back to the apartment.
Right. You
know, we'd call each other the N-word and play an early version of beer pong, in which you threw a ping pong ball into a retard's asshole.
Where'd the beer come in?
And if you want, then, well, you got drunk and you had to fuck him. And that's called filling up the tank.
Oh, that's...
We didn't have gas back then.
Right.
So yeah, I heard that part.
So was it a similar thing where there was 12 mentally retarded individuals on each side of a table, or was it just one?
Sure.
Kind of a triangle.
You know, I mean, you'd gather as many of them as you could. Maybe.
Right. So it was dependent on the crop.
Yeah.
I see.
There's an expression, a man with 12 retards is rich in life. A man with one retard is rich in spirit.
I know what that means. I know what you mean by that.
Man, so many retards, you can't even name them all, ends up sounding dumber than the retards themselves.
Yep. Wow.
You got one retard, you fall in love with him because you've been throwing your...
You've been throwing the bing bong
balls
in his
ass for months. Ass so
yeah,
long.
That's the kind of down
just so you got enough
wisdom.
Gas to get to the candy store to refeed him.
Oh, okay, so...
Busy place or South. Busy,
so you, so it sounds like you refuel the retard by fucking him in the ass.
He fills the tank.
Yeah, but he's got to eat the candy.
It sounds like an elaborate system.
Wow, and that's really beautiful because that's, you know, that there's no emissions there. No greenhouse gases that way.
That's right. It's very great. Low carbon footprint.
Low carbon footprint. Yeah. I had no idea.
I guess candy wrappers.
They have more of a carbon juice smile
right.
than a footprint.
A juice?
It's a juice smile.
Oh, right. I see. Because it's left over from drinking juice.
Very true.
Yes.
Yeah. Very true.
That's awesome. Wow. And you were in high school and you could afford...
I always thought it was strange that a baby bottle is shaped like a titty.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you find that strange?
That seems like it should be for adults.
Well, babies drink from titties.
Well, yeah. Not in the South.
No? What do they drink from?
A cup. Babies get a juvenile cup.
Right.
Oh. Whereas adults get a big titty to suck.
Oh, that's awesome.
Busy place.
Busy place over there. Now, did you guys have wet nurses where You would suck a woman's breasts? You would pay her to suck her breasts, or... What kind of stuff were you guys up to? And I'm sorry, by the way, I can go. I know this is you're interviewing Adam.
Yeah.
And I'm just here.
I feel like...
but I just... I'm so enraptured in this conversation.
Let me ask you something.
Charlie's
may
always asking
that
the questions.
May I hit that vape pen? That's my question.
Yeah, go for it.
And did we bring cocaine to the cabin?
No, we did not.
Adam's making a face.
Yeah,
our next guest is Ian Fidance, and I was wondering if we should do all the cocaine before that segment.
It's
by the
fair.
Way, when he says our next guest, folks, you'll probably hear it in about 4 to 5 weeks.
He'll be here around Christmas time. He's traveling by way of retard.
Yeah,
he's
actually
got Dasher. He
and
borrowed
Dancer.
My Albanian retard. Yeah. he's taking the Albanian retard express.
And there's one special retard with a red nose.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, those vape pens.
Yeah, they rip.
Fuck, I don't know if I can handle myself.
Did we buy a cigarette? You should have bought cigarettes at the
we
general
had cigarette.
Store.
Cigarettes might be better for you than that shit. That feels wrong. That's a wrong amount of nicotine.
It's cheating.
Listen,
my lips are numb.
That's from my dick.
Is that supposed to happen?
That's from my dick.
I don't know.
You were sleeping.
I've avoided vape pens for like a decade.
If you think it's from my dick,
just keep talking and just ignore me.
He just hit a jewel. It's from Stav's dick. Oh, I didn't keep talking.
I'm sorry. You're in the ignore. I was being ignored when I sat over there.
No, that's good.
It's a long table.
No. I didn't want you to acknowledge it because that means you sucked. You sucked my dick.
You know what we should have here is the floor shuffleboard. We should throw out all this
furniture out, make
fill
sure
it with sand.
Yes. Yeah. Miami style. We'll turn the heat up to 90.
Just send the Airbnb guy a message. We're a couple of Miami guys.
Yeah.
We like shit Miami style around here.
Yeah.
We love turning the beat around.
Oh, yeah. Suck the dick.
Now, there were Hot
gay.
Wheels. And then they came out with micro machines, and they said, what if we made Hot Wheels even smaller? You think the Hot Wheels guy was pissed off about that?
Probably,
yeah.
I wonder how that board meeting was.
I love that. I love those bits. You fucking faggots told me this was the smallest car you could make.
Yeah.
What's your name, Levine? Get that tiny car out of your ass. Getting fucked by the cars for tiny, even smaller my makers.
Yeah. You're right.
AMTCS. Always make the cars smaller.
That's such an easy thing to live by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always. I felt really lied to because I got really good at tech decks. And then I found out.
No, you didn't.
That
you didn't.
I found out you get.
Adam's
that they had,
mind.
You weren't good
himself.
At tech decks.
Yeah. Well, I was trying
Adam
to.
Adam remembers
joke.
His. Like,
oh, okay, go ahead.
No, but here's his thing. You remember your childhood and it's just.
I was just
commercials.
Trying to tell a joke.
It's
go
just,
ahead. Hold
it's,
on.
But it's.
Let him finish the joke.
Well, let me. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was not even a full joke. It was kind of a half joke.
Just go ahead.
I got really good at tech decks, and then I found out they make skateboards for your feet, and I felt like I should have been investing that time in feet
skateboards. You remember
really
your childhood. It's negative memories of being ignored by your father and then overfed by your mother.
Right. Yeah.
Me, I just, it's like, and then I'm back. I'm good.
Right,
we're just
right.
It's gone. We'll wipe it clean.
Mm-hmm. And that noise
And then
was,
Adam is just the Harlem Globetrotters theme.
Yeah.
And him, like, being the president and
just getting high five.
Everyone saying you're cool.
Yeah.
Not accurate, though.
Yeah.
No. Not accurate.
What's your most cherished memory from childhood?
Getting his cherish popped.
That was actually.
Did you get your ass fucked?
No. I never had the pleasure. But I will say this. I don't know if you guys have, for the listeners at home, if you've missed the last couple of episodes, we are in a cabin.
We're in the fucking cabin.
But upstairs,
baby.
There's a clawfoot bathtub, and I'm going to leave the door a little bit cracked.
Leave it ajar?
Just use the women's masturbation wand.
Are you going to take a hot bath?
No, I don't think so. I don't.
I've been on cold showers for like 18 months.
I don't
now.
Bathe in nice, hot dude. Water anymore because it's bad. My skin.
For your skin?
Yeah, my skin.
Oh, so
good.
It sounds like, you know what? I need a soundboard thing that's like, sounds like copying. Somebody's copying.
Copying. Copying.
Yeah,
copying.
By bathing.
No. Or like the sound of a photocopier.
Everything.
Yeah. Copy.
Boom, 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 boom.
Do you take cold?
No, I'm not brave enough for cold. You know, I can't go to the extreme in anything.
That's true.
I do like a moderate lukewarm.
No, you just blast that shit ice cold, get right in.
It's hard to do in the winter. I do it in the summer. In the winter, it's too cold.
In the winter, you hyperventilate for a second. But
you always talk about moving to China, but I think you should move to Russia and just be one of those polar plunge.
Well, my first experience with cold showers is when I was living in that fucking tenement.
And you didn't
have... And the hot water would be shut off for like 6 months.
Mm.
And you just had to get used
to it.
Did
you even have a shower?
Yeah.
A communal one?
No, the second place I lived with the family.
Oh, with the family.
And the grandma would use it so she would like wash clothes in the shower. And I would, I would have to use the shower at 6 a.m. before work.
Hell yeah.
And, I'd have to go in there and they'd have to ask her in Chinese to
get all the...
Yeah, to so
take
I could,
her clothes
and
off.
And then she would just like curse in Chinese at me. She'd be like, "Oh God, wait. It's like all mad.
So shoveling. The setup was, it was a three-bedroom apartment?
No,
it was a one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, my God.
The bedroom was split in half.
I went to that apartment.
I never went there.
I was on Allen Street,
I went to the one in the office building.
I saw both of Nick's.
So wait, what was the setup? It was a one-bedroom?
So it was a one-bedroom apartment. The bedroom itself was split in half. So on one side was me in the master bedroom, which was 4 feet by 8 feet.
Yeah, it was a coffin. Yeah. It was a literal coffin, and Nick had the bedroom.
Yeah, and then the other half was the...
Five people.
Yeah, the granddaughter, the son and the daughter and the grandma and the grandpa.
Oh, my God.
And they would just stack on bunk beds, like interleaved bunk beds, basically.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, and then the mom and the dad slept in the literal pantry, like the closet in the kitchen. And then there was another guy that like slept in like a mud room, basically. Like when you first walked in.
I didn't realize there was another guy.
Yeah, when you first walked in, there was that hallway that led to the kitchen. Remember that?
Yeah, kind of.
So there's a door. There was a closet with it was a closet. So it was like 1.5 feet by 5 feet.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And there was just a platform.
Christ.
And there was a Mexican guy that would sleep on that.
So you and the guy, did that guy ever come inside?
I don't remember seeing him. Like, I would just see the back of his head as he was angry.
You know, the funny thing about that is that situation was an upgrade on the situation from
absolutely.
Before.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in a real home.
A clear upgrade.
Yeah. Clear.
I had
clear
a family.
You had a family.
They loved you.
Yeah. I mean, they really did, dude. They were great people. Yeah.
They held it down for you.
How much did you pay in rent?
There? I think I was paying $600, everything included.
That's still too much.
Too much for that.
I was paying $350 in the first place.
Three is what you should.
And then
pay
my rent after that, when I moved to bed, so I was paying $450.
Oh, that's nice. That was.
And Adam taking his first break.
First break of the
podcast at 4.5 minutes in. Taking a break. It's the one time he's on time.
Yep.
Now he needs a break.
I didn't take a break. I just grabbed a paper towel so I can blow my nose.
That's a break.
We don't have any Kleenex in here.
You should have took the microphone with you.
I should have done that, but I don't
And there's Kleenex over there.
There's Kleenex. We absolutely have Kleenex.
Well, I won't take a second break. I'm going to make do with this rough paper towel.
Good for you.
Because I'm a team player, boys.
That's awesome, brother.
I sacrifice. You know, if I don't care about the stat line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just want the win.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely. And we really need one.
Mm-hmm.
We are 0-0. How many episodes have we done?
Like 500.
We're 0-500.
Yeah.
No, that's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was six. I thought it was a couple, one son and one grandparent.
No.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. No, it was funny when I was moving out, there was some young girl looking at the place and the daughter was showing it to her.
Yeah.
And then she like they had to show me my room or my room to the girl. And I was like, "Oh, hey, yeah, this is."
Yeah. You're like, "Trying to give me some pussy?"
Kinda. I was like, "Listen, you gotta pay the toll."
Gotta talk to the troll.
The whole toll.
Trying to give me some fucking hole of douche.
Yeah, anyways.
For you to live here, you gotta.
So the girl's looking around. She's like, "So I would be living here with you," to the Chinese girl. And she's like, "Yeah, and my parents and my grandparents." She's like, "And where do they sleep?" She's like looking around. I mean, it was literally like there was a person infestation.
It didn't make sense. Yeah.
That shit was so funny. My favorite memory of that place is like just hearing mad fire trucks. And I was like, damn, that sounds like a bad fire. And I just went to the FDNY Twitter page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like just listed my address and was like five alarm fire. And I was like, well, that's not good.
Did it burn down?
Well, there was a knock at the door, and I opened the door, and a smoke is just billowing
Jesus
in from the front door.
Christ.
And this Chinese lady's like, fire, fire.
Oh, my God.
Holy fuck.
And I think I went back in the room and, like, just packed up my laptop and my, like, podcasting equipment. And then there was, like, a fireman in the back alley, and I heard him. He's like, bro, are you fucking kidding me? Because, like, somebody, like, cut the fire escape off the building.
Yeah, that place wasn't to code.
Well, I don't. My ex-girlfriend was a social worker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, because I was like, yeah, there's no fucking heat in the building, and I can't, you know, there's no heat and there's no hot water.
Right.
And I've, like, complained to 311. It doesn't do anything.
Of course not.
And so she's like, I can look into it. And so she looks into it. She's like, yeah, I guess there's been an open complaint on the boiler in that building since 1993.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Damn.
So they just never fixed it.
No, they'll never fix it.
Yeah.
What happened? Did you stay there after the fire? What happened during the fire?
Yeah. The thing is like, and I think this might be someone else's bit, or I may have just said it before.
Probably my bit.
No. Well, I know Rory Scovel does that thing about firemen and police officers, like, looking the same in the face or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, firemen, like, do have the same kind of vibe.
Of course.
Especially in New York.
Yeah.
As police officers, but they're extremely good at their job.
Right.
You know what
so
I heard
they fucking,
on
the building was on fire. They show up, go up the stairs, hose it down. And then fucking, like, 4 minutes later, the Red Cross is there rehousing the family.
Wow.
And then everyone else, like, just walks back. I mean, it was, like, 30 minutes. They put out, like, a raging fire.
Wow. And it was just one apartment?
It was one apartment. There was an electrical fire. And then, like,
Was still good to go?
Yeah, they just sent us back in the building.
Nice.
And then the firemen have this cute thing they do where they refold the hose.
Yeah.
Because it has to be full because it can't get tangled up.
Of course. Yeah.
So they all, like, line up together.
That's
and then
cute.
They, like, all take turns folding the hose.
That is adorable.
And then they get back in.
That's pretty cool.
They all kind of stack. They all turn into the biggest fireman.
Mm,
and then
wow.
The truck goes into his ass. And he walks. Yeah.
Like a big fucking Staten Island Godzilla.
Yeah.
Bro. There's a fire truck in my ass, bro.
On the radio, I heard on the way up here, I heard a news story that there was like a deadline for all city workers, like firemen, police, and EMS to be vaccinated. It was like a day away,
mm-hmm.
and like 30-something% were refusing.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
And de Blasio was like, don't worry. They're going to have to get furloughed, but we'll get people from the offices, like people that work at the office of the fire department
yeah. to be firefighters.
So they're going to get like...
Isn't that what John Deere tried to do where they were like, during the strike, they were like some fucking guy in accounting?
Everybody hates scabs or whatever, but honestly, I totally respect the John Deere scabs. Because it's like, it's all just guys that are like, I can drive a fucking tractor.
Yeah, then they just explode. Yeah,
and those are the kind of vibes I'm on board with. Guy being like, look, fucking, I tried my best.
So. I did it. Fuck you.
I got kids to feed.
Yeah. Dude, you think you get like, if you get into some explosion, do you think you get like a pension, like a cop that gets shot?
Mm-hmm. For a firefighter?
No, for a John Deere.
I would hope so.
Worker, because that would be sick. Get your fucking foot run over and get fucking not work forever.
But it's I really hope that all the cops just become the secretaries.
Yeah,
just they give them uniforms and guns.
That'd be awesome.
It's gonna be all you've reached the desk of, ladies.
Yeah.
You're
not allowed to be in the office.
I mean, the dream situation is that they have to fire like 75% of the cops, crime goes down.
Right.
They have to fire 50% of the firefighters, and then there's no fires anywhere except in, like, the Hasidic neighborhoods.
Right.
And then all those people...
They have their own fire department.
They have their own fire, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then, or, you know... Or maybe
and they're all really vaccinated over there, too.
Oh, they take it serious.
Yeah. You know, for whatever reason, that neighborhood goes extinct, I guess you could say.
Is that the word?
Property values equalize. They get normal. Rents go normal. The city is fixed.
Kind of like a species.
Yeah. I wouldn't say extinct, but yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Evaporated.
Extinct.
Yeah. Compromised to a permanent end.
Compromised to a permanent end is correct. Mm. Oh, fuck, dude.
Dude, to juxtapose the John Cena Osama bin Laden announcement, smash cut to 10 years later and John Cena's Mandarin Chinese apology to the communist government of China.
Hilarious. So
for acknowledging Taiwan's existence.
He speaks, I mean, it sounded like pretty legit Chinese.
Yeah, he's sucking Chairman Mao's cock.
Yeah.
He's sucking that guy that looks like Winnie the Pooh's
dick. It's over.
Yeah, once we got John Cena speaking Chinese, yeah, historians will look at that as it's like, this is the beginning of the end.
It's fucking over, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the saddest part about, like, the kind of, like, the Trump, like, the 1776 crowd. It's like, there is no America. Like, I don't, the things you're, like, holding on to are just, like, disputes with your cellmate. You know, you're like, I want to put up this flag in our jail cell.
Right. Yeah, the warden is coming, and he's got a little plate of General So's chicken.
Yeah. And back to work. Yeah, good job fucking up Capitol. Back to work.
Oh, fuck, dude. Except us, we'll never bow.
Mm-hmm. No, I will never bend the knee.
I
only do that for the cross. I stand for the flag.
I stand for the flag and I kneel for the cross. And for sucking cock.
Mm-hmm. And for guys.
I kneel for the cross and to suck and a guys. Nice hard cock.
And hot guys.
Yeah, and a nice fireman with a fucking transformer with a fire truck up his ass.
Oh my God. Have you seen the calendars?
I've drawn a lot of inspiration from them.
It's incredible.
The hunky firefighter calendar. One of the first allowed heterosexual, what's the word I'm looking for? Expressions of
sexuality,
of body positivity and confidence.
Yeah,
you know,
they did a lot.
They were on the forefront.
Those guys from Staten Island, they did a lot for us. They straight guys
showing their butt cheeks a little bit, letting gay guys beat off to them.
It's weird when you're a child and you're exposed to that kind of gay imagery, like the
and it makes your mouth
like the brawny guy or I remember there was in our car.
Your uncle's cock.
In our car, there was like a logo for some kind of like Simonizing service or something. Like some
Simonizing?
I don't know. Some like anti-rust shit they did to the frame of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the logo is just like a guy with a mustache, like crossing his arms. And I remember even as a kid being like, this is kind of gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like a nightclub guy.
Yeah. I want this guy to hold me down and do stuff to my ass. Mm-hmm. You know who's the gayest one? It's Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that fake Mr. Clean like sketch or commercial where the guy's cleaning the house and he's like smiling at the woman and then his like shirt comes up a bit and there's a swastika tattoo on it? I'm trying to remember what that was from. She's like kind of shocked.
That's good stuff.
He looks like Johnny Sins.
Who?
That porn star guy.
Is that your favorite porn star?
No, he's a prolific porn star.
He's your favorite?
No.
Do you put Johnny Sins in when you Google?
He does.
You jack off? What are your search terms when you jack off?
What
are your search terms when you jack off?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Give us one.
I don't know. You know, guy like just gets elected president of the United States. His wife agrees to fuck him.
Yeah. That kind of stuff?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I've come back to my roots. I doubt
someone's dad calls him and says for the first time they're proud of them.
Right. You're not going to believe me, but I literally never beat off anymore. And if I do, it's never to pornography.
What's if two?
Just
memories?
My head. I got back into, because it's always a matter of utility. It's like, I'm just get this out of the way. And then
I get that, but I did that for a while and I'm back into porn. And it depends. The flavor of the week. Sometimes you want to jack off to some little titties. A skinny girl with little titties. Sometimes you want a nice thickums.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, you know, you want to see two girls wrestling. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I like it when it they depends. Get along.
It depends what you're into.
Remember Two Girls, guess, One Cup?
Never saw it.
You never saw it?
Didn't seem that cool to me, so I avoided it.
That's such a stop move. Everyone had to see it. It was the rule.
I didn't see it. Mm. Why does everyone have to
That's
see it?
That's a bitch move.
No, it's not. Because
it's not good, but you got to see it.
I don't care. No, because at first it was like a thing people tried to trick you with.
Right.
So if you could evade
reaction,
it, if you were evading it, you're a fucking hard dick savage.
I think in college we did a bunch of reaction videos.
Yeah, yes.
Phil's reaction video was very funny.
Really?
He'd be like, what is this?
This is great. So I was looking for Mr. Clean swastika, and I left the, you know, I'm trying to do the show, so I'm focusing on
Of course,
on
of course.
Yeah. I left the A off swastika, and there's some floor cleaner in India called Swastik.
How'd you just find that?
I don't know.
You're a magnet for that.
Swastik?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They have a lot of respect for...
For Hitler?
Currently out of stock.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
What if it's
by,
the best...
By Kumar floor? Soaps and Chemicals.
What if it's the best soap cleaner in the world, floor cleaner in the world?
I'm sure it is.
Would you use it?
Of course. I don't care about the name.
What if it was a little more expensive?
You Google it, you get the industrial safety review, and it's this Indian guy at a laptop. The promise of uncompromising quality. Since its establishment in 2010, Swastik Synergy...
In 2010?
Oh, that's too late.
...has traversed a long way, growing steadily every year. So
and everyone there speaks English. They know what that word
is. Is it spelled like swastik? Like
no,
two
it's
E's?
Swastik. It's just without an A.
Without the A.
What's the logo look like?
Swastik Synergy.
Hmm.
Swastik Synergy.
Swastik Synergy.
Currently closed. 302 Business Sudies 9 SV Road, Santa Cruz West. They have a Santa Cruz in Mumbai?
Yeah, dude. It's a very chill part of Mumbai.
Yeah, that's where Indian Smash Mouth is from.
Yeah. They got a sick boardwalk.
Somebody once told me
that hello, baby, mommy.
That mommy's on the telephone.
I start to dial
random numbers.
Hello, baby, mama. Let me kiss your pussy, see your boobies.
Well, I pick the phone up and I dial a random number.
A baby pick up and I say, can I kiss you? Another police are at my house. But one of the police is baby girl. So much to kiss, so much to smooch.
So much big pussy, big bobs to suck on.
Let me see your boobies. I will kill myself if I don't see your boobies.
Give me pussy, I'll kill myself. And I will kill my mother as well.
You never fuck if you don't rape.
Yeah, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
We're the sign of a dick on his penis.
I'd like to go to India one day.
I want to travel more.
Yeah. Yeah, you should, bro. That's what, listen, we're going to start doing this. We're going to start 10 days at a time. We go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We do all the shows. Then we each get to do whatever we want for 2 months. Yeah. We come back, go on big trips.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? I was talking to George.
What we really need to do is dilute the quality of the show to the extent that it becomes absolutely fucking worthless. And then it gets bought by Walmart.
That would be great.
And the only, you just get like, you listen to the show by buying a digital download in the checkout aisle.
Yeah.
You get 1,000 episodes.
You get 1,000 episodes. We're making like $15,000 a year.
Yeah. Great.
None of us really managed to get back into anything.
No, it's fine.
We're just poor.
We're poor.
Blown all the money.
I bought my house in Greektown.
But then people are like, hey, remember this thing?
Yeah.
And then it gets an ironic resurgence.
That'll happen in like the 2050s.
Yeah, like the next TikTok platform will just like kids will be reposting.
They'll start reposting us, yeah.
Yeah, like how my little cousins know who Beetlejuice is, but they don't know what Howard Stern is.
Right.
Because kids repost Beetlejuice.
And so, yeah, like little kids in like 2050 will be like, wait, the cheese faggot was from a show?
and then, and only then, I'll get the respect that I deserve.
That's the thing. In the resurgence, the breakout character will be Adam's cheese faggot. Yeah.
My grandkids will be like, you're the cheese faggot. Yeah. And I'll have a single tear falling down my cheek. I'll be like, yes, I will.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, they just have like hometown cheese faggot shirts at Journeys.
God, I can't wait till people tell us what the thing is, and it was barely anything. It was like we said it like for half a one time.
Mm.
That's how it is every time.
Fuck, I had something I wanted to say. Oh, dude, here's, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
The summer recording?
Yeah.
We do Greece for a week.
I was going to suggest that when
come to Greece, yeah. George, we rent a vacation place in this one town that's right on the fucking water. It's a little town. It's around some cool
temples. Can I spear hunt octopi?
You literally can.
That's all it takes forever. You literally kill them, though.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
dude.
It does.
You don't know who you're talking
no,
to.
No, you have to like...
I've never done it before, but I'm extremely confident.
You have to bash them against a rock for like an
I'm
hour.
I'm drooling thinking about it.
You do have to bash it against a rock for
an hour. And they have like feelings and stuff and they're
even
smart.
Better.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the Temple of Poseidon.
Yeah.
Right by there.
Oh my God. The problem isn't that they have feelings. It's that I don't.
Well, that's why you're killing
Yeah, listen. All right, listen.
But maybe afterwards, maybe it's such a violent act, killing a beautiful, not only intelligent animal, but an animal with an intelligence that I can't even comprehend.
Right.
Yeah, an alien creature.
An alien creature that is truly just one of the most beautiful aspects of nature is the intelligence of an octopus.
My dick?
To destroy that, maybe then I'll be like, I guess I'm kind of sad.
Right.
Yeah. Then you feel.
Then
no
I
chance,
feel.
No chance.
Then I just do a bunch of blow.
No, because then we'll cook it and it'll be so good you'll forget.
Oh, yeah. My God. And then I overeat.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude, the food is so good. And
I actually don't know if I could kill an octopus.
Yeah, I don't think
I could throw a spear at Adam. We can blunt it
yeah.
on an angle grinder.
A Triton?
Yeah, we'll give it a soft. Well, it'll be hard, but it's not going to penetrate your skin.
We'll be at the Temple
and listen,
of Poseidon. We'll
you know,
have to,
and you know, then you get a little snorkeler, and that's it. And you have to swim around naked, and me and the locals will throw spears at you.
Yeah.
There'll
and
be
you
like
know,
a trail of blood in the water behind me.
You know who can be our guest?
Who?
My cousin Leonida.
Oh, we got to get him.
Your cousin Lolita?
Leonida, dude.
Yeah,
Leonidas,
he's
brother.
He's a rocker, and he gets a pussy.
He does. Yeah. Now he's an actor.
Sick.
He's on a
TV show.
No, it's on a. Like, they do live sketch comedy in Greece, and it's huge. It's hilarious. They're like fucking 40 years behind. It's basically vaudeville. They're probably 80 years behind. But yeah, he's making a living, and nobody in Greece has a job. But
he's
yeah.
like, did somebody say McDonald's?
I mean, it literally is like.
Yeah.
There's a gay character that they call a fag. There's a fat bitch they make fun of.
Can you Sounds imagine? Can you imagine how bad a show would be?
Yeah, it's the same. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah,
but with like,
it's so funny to be like they're 40 years behind. It's just this with cameras.
With an insane
stage.
Budget, dude.
Yeah.
It's like a stage show, dude. This guy sells out. The guy he works for is like the biggest comedian in Greece. He just got lucky as shit, and. He sells out like an 800 outdoor seater in the summer.
Huge.
Every night. He takes Tuesdays off.
6 days a week.
He does 6 days a week, and he sells it out every night. It's insane.
It's incredible.
Dude. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, men dressing as women. Like
That's
you know,
funny.
Yeah, it's great.
That's funny.
But, yeah, dude, I'm saying August. We'll get
August.
August?
August.
Yeah.
We'll get a fucking... I'll stay... You guys come for a week. I'm going to stay for the whole month.
August, October.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Those are 2 months.
Whole-vember.
Nah.
Yeah, whole-vember. Dick suck Buary.
Mm-hmm.
Black History Month.
November.
That's get Hebuary. Get Hebuary.
November raises awareness of what? Of prostate cancer?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for the fellas.
I believe so. So if you get prostate cancer, can you not nut anymore? Doesn't prostate make you nut?
It's the raw. It's like it's powder.
Mm.
It comes out like
it's
a,
like a
fish scale. Yeah,
it's like a puff. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
But you feel like you're coming or no?
Like having an
honestly,
orgasm?
The reproductive organs are really poorly thought out.
Totally,
yeah.
Like, considering what everything else does,
stupid.
It's really that's the
and
thing
why
is,
are they
the people be like
it,
the human body is so complex it must have been designed by a creator.
Not a chance.
And it's like no, it's a fucking why the fuck? Why do I have like a liver and kidneys?
Yeah.
And why am I? Why is sex come out of where you shit?
Yeah.
Like it's so close to your asshole.
Yeah.
It's like fucking you piss and then you clean it off and then it's like all right, well. Now my wife puts this in her mouth.
Yeah. Like, honestly, if I was going to design, if there were intelligent design, it would make an octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Octopus, they don't like age. They just have an organ that kills them when it's time
to go.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So they don't have to deal with like debilitating aging injuries or whatever.
They don't have a
central
run.
Nervous system. So if you cut one of their arms off, the arm keeps doing what it's supposed to do.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, I think I knew that. Do they regrow?
And they get real
Are they like a starfish? Do they regrow?
No, they don't regenerate.
No, they don't.
Or do they? I don't know. You tell me.
You
Adam,
tell me,
you know
Mister. You
about
know,
octopuses.
Yeah.
Mister. Yeah.
They're like an alien.
They are like an alien. No.
Yeah.
What happened to the show?
What'd you press?
We're going to give Adam something to deal with here.
What do you... No, come on.
You're in the little dick tank.
You're in the box.
You're in the knowing facts box.
Yeah.
You're in the claiming to know things box. Do you have any other facts you want to tell us, Adam?
Adam's now living. Adam's living in a hole that the toilets connect to here, and we're all shitting.
Let's keep doing the episode, and you keep only say something if you need to, because you're in the box. All right.
I love this board.
That's a great board, man.
Yeah.
We've only scratched the surface of what it can do.
You know, really, that was like when we upgraded to this guy, it was like, damn, now we got to keep doing this for at least 18 more months. I probably should have not just given the other recorder a way to be an H photo.
Yeah. It would have been nice to just have.
I thought you gave it to a women's shelter.
I did.
It's there with my fucking bag.
I'm here as a researcher, and I'm trying to make abused women orgasm and record the sounds to see if that possibly the cure for cancer might be in there. I'm an artist, and I'm what I'm doing here at the abused women's shelter is having sex with them until completion and recording the sounds of their orgasm against their will.
Well, I don't know about that last part. Now it's not art anymore.
Now it's... All right, I'm back to normal here.
Cool.
You're out of the box?
You're out of the box.
Thanks for letting me out, guys.
My failure launch on the abused women shelter riff.
Oh, so the box is completely predicated on how you do.
Yeah.
Adam can't save himself from it.
No,
that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Because that means he's totally a prisoner of circumstance.
Oh, in many ways.
Yeah, the jester isn't called when he's needed. The jester is called when the king has failed.
Right.
To be the fool for the court.
Right, now I'm the king.
Now say something embarrassing and we'll put your ass right back.
Have you been texting any people on Ambien recently, Adam?
No.
Sounds like a lie to me. Sounds like someone belongs in there.
I'm fucking you in the box. He let me in here.
You guys get to go in the box too.
Now you're fucking fucked, bro.
Shh.
Don't say anything. I'm about to fuck you in the box. Oh, I left.
Yeah.
You're lucky Nick took me out. I was about to rape you.
Thanks, man. Wow. What a relief.
You were about to get your ass fucked in a major way in the box.
Now he can't talk her.
That's awesome. Yep. Every attempt you make to talk just puts you deeper in the box.
It goes even deeper into the box.
Hey, what are some other movies Denis Villeneuve, or whatever the fuck his name is? First of all, what's his name? And then what are some of his other movies?
Sakaar.
Fuck. Oh, jeez, I'm blanking. Yeah, there was Sicario, but what else?
What if there was a movie called Sicario, and it's about, like, some buff old guy that smokes cigars while Adam, like, sucks him off? And
that's awesome.
He's just, like, lovingly caressing Adam's head the whole time?
That's a great question.
There doesn't seem... What is it?
Sicario. And you're sucking the guy. Okay, Adam, just say, no, I don't want to do that if you don't want to suck the guy's cock.
I don't want to do it.
I guess you didn't say it. Well, you had a chance.
No.
Didn't say it. So you do want to do it. Yes, the drip. It's wet down there in the box.
Yeah.
This, back in the box. It's kind of like a... Yeah. What do you...
You gotta ruin the drip every time.
There we go. Perfect. Nailed it.
That is good.
That's how you do it.
That's awesome, dude. That's really good.
Yeah, we might actually just replace Adam with cavern noises.
That's awesome.
But we gotta create them. I think I got it down now. Nah, now.
It's pretty good.
Perfect.
That's good. That's really good.
It's pretty scary.
Well, it is.
Tomorrow's not.
No, tomorrow. Tomorrow is December. I think.
Christmas.
No, tomorrow's November 28th.
Tomorrow's November 28th. The
29th.
Day, the day of the penis.
Sicario, Dawn of the Penis. Day of La Soledad.
Yeah.
Day of La Suck My Cock. I sound cool right now.
Do you?
Or maybe it's just...
There's like a fuzz. What am I...
I put it back to normal.
No, it's not normal.
You sound really cool. You sound clear.
Yeah. Your levels are good.
Am I coming through?
Yeah, your shit's...
You're coming through clear, crystal clear. And not like a nerd.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I got really good at tech decks.
Really?
Yeah, and then I found out they're skateboards for your feet.
Oh my God. Is that for real?
I wasted all this time on the tech deck.
You can see more of this material in Atlanta, Georgia, two weeks ago.
It's 2 weeks ago. It's not one for the stage. That's just...
Well, it could be, man.
Maybe I could work on that.
You could work on that. Expand it.
Yeah.
You got really good at tech dick too.
I'm gonna do a little stand up tour. I gotta work on stuff.
Yeah, get in there, dude.
But guys, you see the story out of Loudoun County, Virginia.
Okay.
That a trans student raped a girl in a school bathroom.
I did not see that. No.
Very funny.
Well, but you know, Loudoun County, with that name, you'd think it'd be a bunch of black women that live there. Not a tranny raping a girl in a bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, try that on stage, man. No, that's a good. I think that's a good
idea.
With
the name, you think it'd be?
That's true. That I guess that's. I see where you're getting at. Okay, I
love you. I'm bringing the board with me when we do this.
No, that's good. You should. That's good.
I said Loudoun County.
Yep.
I wonder who lives there, folks.
It's a really... Confessions of Loudoun County. Mm. Nick Mullen, live in Loudoun. You should do it at Loudoun County.
Yeah. Loudoun County.
I'm still like this.
You sound cool, dude.
You sound good, dude.
Do something fun with it.
Okay. Stop.
This, you stink.
You're doing something weird now.
Do something fun. Sing. Do a little song.
Okay. Okay, I love you.
Okay, I love you. Too loud, bro. Try, sing something, dude. Do a little song for us. Let's see how it changes.
I can't really think of it. Just try and do a song.
Maybe it'll sound cool. Maybe it'll sound cool.
Do something, man.
Okay.
You're blowing it, bro.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Adam, do something, dude.
What do you mean?
You're a professional comedian. Doing it.
You're given a whole extra little fucking dimension, and you're fucking it up.
You're a professional comedian.
Okay.
Remember when I discovered this and you weren't allowed to have cool sounds and you were like, do one for me. And I was like trapped in space having gay sex.
Right. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Permission revoked.
God damn it, Adam.
Weekend pass revoked.
You had a chance.
Malarkey, what's this? Come on your bayonet? Weekend pass revoked.
Revoked. What, did you put this in a guy's ass?
These are Rachel's pubes. Did you fuck Rachel? We can pass revolt.
We should watch that.
There should have been an extra episode where the Nazis capture Ross.
Yeah.
And they send them to Auschwitz, and even the people in Auschwitz are like, okay, I see why they're doing this.
You mean the other Jews?
Yeah, they're like, now I know. At first, I thought it was unfair.
Right.
Going, this guy's out
this
there.
This guy is one of, yeah.
It's like getting vaccinated. You got to take one for the team.
Right.
I will willingly go into that shower, knowing that I'm protecting other people from this.
From Ross.
From Ross.
Interesting. So, you all right, yeah. No, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying, Adam?
I forget.
Well, oh,
what happened?
Nothing. I'm just surprised that you forgot.
Oh,
I thought you pressed the button.
No,
there was a famous Friends episode where Chandler hooks up.
I literally can't hear you at all.
Yeah, maybe he's not even in the.
I can hear myself. I think
you sound bad.
No. I'm in my.
He's
own
in.
Hands.
He's in.
Speak.
Hello.
Yeah, he's in. He's in, but he sounds bad.
Keep fucking talking.
Oh yeah, hi. How's it going? Yeah, I sound kind of. Hello? Check. Hello?
There we go.
Okay. Well, there was a Friends episode where Chandler hooks up with Joey's girlfriend.
Joey Kaka Diaz.
And as a punishment, he had to go into a box.
Mm.
So.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of similar to.
Ever send you guys my friend's spec script?
For Friends?
Yeah, the one where Rachel gets her asshole bleached.
You have, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. It was funny.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to get a job on.
On Friends?
Well, Big Bang Theory.
Centimus Prec.
Yeah.
Where Rachel gets her asshole bleached?
Rachel gets her asshole bleached. And then, but it turns out it's just cum.
Because
the doctor was gay. And he was watching a commercial with Joey in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's
remember,
gay for
he's,
Joey.
He's doing her asshole. He's like, I think he's an asshole doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes on her ass.
Because he's watching, his dick is out?
Yeah, and then Ross is like, what the hell is this? And she's like, it must have been from the doctor. And Ross confronts the doctor, and he's like, no, I'm gay.
Right.
And Ross is like, thank God. And then I forget how I got there, but in the end, he rapes Joey. He goes
the doctor?
Into, yeah, the doctor, or he maybe rapes Chandler. I just remember because it opens with Chandler's in the apartment masturbating.
Mm.
And Joey comes in.
He's like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, and Joey explains, Joey has met a man on the train. No, sorry. Joey's at home. Chandler is on the train. A Turkish man starts touching Chandler's penis. And he thinks he's being sexually assaulted,
right.
But the Turkish man hands him a printed out FAQ on jelking.
So
Joey and Chandler get into jelking.
I see.
But Joey tells Chandler, if a man is ever molesting you, you just yell, I have AIDS.
That's smart.
And they'll stop. So the episode ends with the doctor breaking into the apartment.
Because he finds out that he's friends. He doesn't know Joey's friends with
the doctor's name is Dr. Beverly, if you remember correctly. So Joey finds out the doctor is into him, and he's like, you know, give them my address. So in the middle of the
night, he thinks it's a girl named Beverly.
Yeah, and he comes into Joey's bed. And it ends with the lights off with Joey yelling.
I have AIDS. That's a good callback.
And that's really good because it all ties up together. All the storylines come together.
They do.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll go find the...
It's pretty smart.
I believe... That's what I'm saying. It's beautiful.
It does tie together, but they didn't hire me.
That's so fucked
up. On the Big Bang Theory?
They didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even know if I sent it to the right. I just sent it to the BigBangTheory@gmail.com.
That's probably... The Big Bang Theory, probably got there.
Yeah. I forget what Phoebe's doing in that.
Where's Phoebe? Where's...
Monica.
I wrote this when I was a young man. Now I'm fucking old and I can't remember anything or do anything.
Yeah, Phoebe and Monica have to have something going on. Yeah. Maybe does the Turkish man fuck Phoebe or something? Is a Turkish guy coming to the mix?
No, there's, you know what it is? They're at the college perk and there's an Italian man.
Central perk.
Mm-hmm. Remember, there's an Italian man that's like, he's at the counter and Gunter's like... Don't fucking speak Spanish in here.
Right.
Yeah, order in English.
Yeah, and then either Monica or Rachel learned Italian in college. I guess that's it.
I don't remember.
They start talking to him, and then Monica's fucking the Italian guy for a while, and then it turns out he's gay.
Oh. she thought Courtney Cox was like a small man.
Yeah, that's
something
interesting.
Like that.
No, that's pretty interesting.
I gotta pull that up, man.
We'll do like a table read, man.
Pull that up. We'll do a table read.
I'm gonna see if I can find it.
Maybe you can see if you can find my dick. It'll be really easy because it's big. Whew, dodged a bullet there, Adam.
What?
I was close.
Yeah.
I almost admitted my dick was small.
Oh, my God.
Thank God Nick wasn't paying attention. That's usually the kind of thing he pounces on.
No, man, I'm telling you, I'm slow.
You got to get him distracted.
In my old years.
Yeah, old slow Nick.
Slow Nick with a little dick.
No.
That's what everybody calls him. Yes.
What about Rachel's asshole? Let's see here. Okay. So Chandler's got a lazy Susan under the recliner, so it spins around. That comes back.
Okay.
Yeah, Joey walks in, and he says, "Hey, it's fucking Joey Tribbiani." Chandler's like doing a Captain Kirk impression. He's like, "Beam me up, Scotty." And Joey's like, "Whoa, that thing swivels." And he's like, "I put a lazy Susan under the recliner. Now it's got 360 degrees of reclination."
That's awesome.
Joey says, "300 degrees. It heats up now too."
Oh, that's. I like that you have just some classic.
Yeah, it's friends.
That's
so,
yeah.
That's Chandler says
that's
no
very
Joey.
In his voice.
Degree referring to angle, not temperature.
Right.
And then Joey says, "Ha ha ha! Damn, I'm fucking retarded." And then Chandler says, "Yeah, but this thing rules. We can watch the big game, and then with a simple kick," and then he spins around and he goes. And then Joey sees the kitchen. He goes, "We can watch some bitch cook us breakfast."
Right.
And Chandler says, "Well, I was going to say, throw me a beer." And Joey throws him a beer. Joey says, "Hey, so what's the deal with having your penis out? The TV is off. Are you masturbating to your imagination? Or did that hot piece of ass across the street accidentally breastfeed in front of the window again?" And he says, "No, I wasn't beating off at all. Check this out." And then Chandler tosses Joey the stack of papers stapled together. Joey struggles to read the first page, sounding out every word like a mongoloid in a job training course. "Joey, an FAQ on jelking? Joey starts shaking his head and hands the fact back to Chandler. Joey tearing up, scared. Chandler, what is this? Are you gay? And Chandler says, "No, man, I'm not gay. It's a frequently asked questions on jelking."
Right.
"I bought it off a Syrian guy on the 6 train."
Oh, so he's Syrian.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
That changed.
They don't really
a lot.
Use. They don't never own the subway. In
and
France.
Then Joey says, "Joey's wiping
never
away
seen it. Seinfeld. He's
Seinfeld. Yeah.
Joey's wiping away his tears, and he says, "So you're not gay, but what is jelking, and why do you need a FAQ on it?" Chandler gets up in the chair, and he says, "So get this. I'm on the 6 train. Yeah. and it's packed, you know, real New York subway stuff, crammed in like sardines. I love sardines. On white pizza, mamma mia. Can you go 5 seconds without thinking about pizza? Joey looks up and starts counting to five on his hands. Okay, can we talk about pizza
That's
again?
That's good, man.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
So I'm on the train, and I feel something. Something down there. Chandler sheepishly points to his still exposed penis. On your, that's right. And I look over, and this Syrian guy is grabbing my package, Joey. And that's, so that's what Syrian means. And he goes, so I'm ready to fight this guy. Joey right. looks skeptical. Chandler says, what? I mean it. I've fought. I've been in fights. In junior high, I knocked out the biggest kid in school. And then Joey raises his eyebrow, and he says, okay, so he was the fattest kid in school. And maybe I started a rumor that he was molested and he killed himself over it. But that's a type of fighting. I have a fighting spirit. Yeah, the spirit of St. Louis. What? Isn't that the charity that helps retarded kids? No, that was Charles Lindbergh's plane. What am I thinking of? I'm not sure. Maybe the Ronald McDonald House. Right, right.
That's classic Joey. Classic Triviani.
Anyways, I look over, and this guy, he's grabbing my Johnson. And you didn't hit him? Well, the train was packed, so I whispered, I'm not gay. You whispered? Well, I didn't want to draw attention to myself, and there were other people trying to read.
Right.
Some guy is sexually molesting you, and your concern is interrupting someone else's commute. It's called being considerate, Joey. Well, it sounds pretty fucking gay to me. Well, get this, Joey. He's not gay either. He's a salesman, and he tells me my dick is really small. All right, now you've lost me. Joey, the guy is selling jelking information. He sold me this fac. I'm still not sure what it is. Jelking is the ancient secret Arab art of squeezing your dick to fluff it up before girls sees it. It makes it hang fat. Hang fat, huh? Just like that kid you beat up in junior high. Well, no, he shot himself with his dad's gun. But with this baby, I'm not blowing any more dates by pulling out my small, soft dick too early. Joey puts his hand on his friend's shoulder. Buddy, as long as you're safe, that's all I care about. Thanks, man. And let me tell you something. If some guy ever does that to you again, and he's not just a Syrian trying to make a living on the busy, bustling streets of this crazy city we call New York, you look him right in the eye and scream, I have AIDS.
Mm.
I have AIDS? Yep, that'll put a stop to it right then and there. Okay, yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
Joey grabs Chandler and moves towards the living room. Now, put on Channel 8, that commercial I shot for 6 Minute Abs is airing, and I want to see if I can tape it to send to my Nana. And that sets up the,
that's
the
just
doctor.
The
well, the doctor when the doctor. Sees the ad and he ejaculates on Rachel's ass.
Oh, wow. Your asshole! Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you know this is great. Why don't we save the rest of this for the episode that aired Wednesday?
We'll read it. It's just. Well, here's where we get to the. And now here we're in the coffee shop.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's Phoebe, Monica, and Rachel. And I spelled Rachel wrong. And Phoebe is sitting in a lotus pose in her chair while Monica and Rachel look at her quizzically.
Mm.
Monica to Phoebe, you have a healing crystal in your vagina as we speak? And Phoebe says, namaste.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel says, look, Phoebe, we want this to work for you, but you should still tell guys you have herpes. She says, when you establish an emotional connection with someone, you can tell them things with your mind.
Yeah.
She says, well, why? Well, wait, you guys establish an emotional connection with the guys you're sleeping with?
That's Monica or Rachel?
That's Rachel. And Monica says, at this point, I'd just like to be able to speak the same language as the guy I'm seeing.
Oh.
At the bar, a handsome Italian man, Giovanni, places an order with Gunther. Gunther isn't understanding him, and they pay. And this gets everyone's attention.
Whoa, is that a spider behind you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Giovanni says, Como se dice cappuccino, prego, un cappuccino e biscotti, si biscotti, cappuccino. Che un maestro, I don't know, is Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
Gunther tapping the pin on his apron and says, sir, what part of refugees not welcome? And then Monica says, scratch that, he's gorgeous. And then Rachel said, didn't you take a semester of Italian in college? Monica says, Gunther, he says he wants a cappuccino and a biscotti. And Gunther begrudgingly punches the buttons on the register. One biscotti and one cappuccino. Was that so hard? To the Italian. And Rachel says, oh, my God, he's coming over here. And Phoebe says, this is just like one of those pasta commercials. And Rachel says, yeah, this time, though, it's not just the noodles that are getting wet.
Oh,
and then
nice.
Wow, so there's sexy. A lot of friends stuff.
There's a lot of friends stuff. Seriously,
you know, this is.
I'm just telling you, let's do a table read for the second half.
Yeah, the Giovanni
on the episode
says,
that happened.
Thank
Wednesday.
You,
yeah.
Thank you so much. That guy, I think he used his asshole bleach to dye his hair.
Nice,
that's good.
He gets the idea. He's got
and that gets the idea in Rachel's head.
Yeah, Rachel says asshole bleach. He goes, yes, you know, to bleach the asshole. And the girls are confused. And Phoebe says, I heard about this. It's an ancient art in India. They bleach the asshole to channel their inner chakras. It's been imported to Europe. And then Giovanni says to Monica, anyhow, thank you for helping me. I'm visiting New York. I don't really know how to fit in. Monica says, I can help you fit in. And she points to her vagina. And Giovanni says, what is your number? And then Chandler comes up and he goes, oh, her number? About 230 so. But most of that was in college and a couple were raped.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Monica says, Jesus fucking Christ. And then Rachel says, God damn, that's just not cool.
It's pretty fucked
Joe
up.
Joe says, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I was dealing with modern women who can take everything except compliments and jokes. And then, yeah, we'll just do the rest. It's like,
wow.
Wow. Well, thanks for listening.